Blog Talk Radio.
One of the songs you can get when you go to iTunes is Steve, and it's M-O-H-A-C-E-Y. We also are kind of promoting Sir Magnus. It's M-A-G-N-U-S, and we'll probably play a couple more of those songs. And there is also Keith Evans. It's Keith is K-E-I-T-H, and Evans is E-V-A-N-S. And then there's Yuka Rose. It's Y-U-C-C-A-R-O-S-E, and those are all musicians and music that we are promoting this season. You can get all their stuff on iTunes. We also have stuff from Linda Irwin, and you can get her stuff by emailing her at cntnuumx@frontier.com. And she has got a special. She has two CDs with 34 songs for only $25, and that includes the shipping. So that's a really good deal. She's got some really amazing stuff on there. She does all kinds of stuff. So there is that. And then we are still doing those holiday baskets, the gift basket giveaways. Make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. It's psychicsgonewild.com. And there is a specific holiday, I think it's holiday or gift basket giveaway page. There's a specific page for that. And just click on that, enter your information, and you might be one of our lucky winners. Jethro does announce those on the show that airs Friday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you tune in and find out if you're the weekly winner. He's even talking about extending those past the holidays. He's just been having fun giving stuff away. So we'll see how that works out. We might be doing a coffee or energetic chili or something like that. We have there's in those gift baskets. You know, we never know what's going to be there because we've had authors donate their books. We've had people who make energetic jewelry, you know, donate those. We've had readings donated. We've had coffee, you know, that free healthy coffee donated. Well, it's not free, but it's gourmet healthy coffee anyway. Golly, I'm trying to think. We've had some of the musicians donate their CDs and stuff. So just depends. It's kind of like that Forrest Gump moment of life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but enter to win. And you could be one of our lucky winners. So do that. What else here? Well, it looks like it's just me tonight. We had a Psychics Gone Wild, really wild moment. And that's why we're a little late getting on tonight. But thank you people on the queue for hanging in there. I appreciate that. And we will get to our callers here. So I'm going to go ahead and go with area code 770. Let's see if I can get the button to work here. I will. Okay, Blog Talk is not responding. That is always cool. Okay, there we go. All righty, there we go. Okay, 770, we finally got you.
Yes. How are you?
Pretty good. It's been one of those nights, man. I don't know.
No, it happens. It definitely happens. I want to know, I know you do the Destiny cards, and I know a little bit about the Destiny cards. I've played with it a little bit.
Cool.
But what do you think of a seven of spade and a six of diamonds?
A seven of spade with a six of diamonds. Well, let me take a look here. I'm going to use my cheat sheets here. So see what I know. Sevens. The sevens are about faith, and it's like they are the cards of faith. And six of diamonds. Six of diamonds actually is one of my karma cards, and I myself am a five of spades card. So let's see. Oh, the accident prone seven of spades. Okay, whoever's the seven of spades is Archie Andrews. Okay, visualize that one. Well, let's see. Seven of spades with that six. Your first connection. Okay, and this is looking at it from the way the seven of spades person sees the six of diamonds. Okay, the first connection is a Venus in the spiritual. So that's a past life stuff coming through. That's probably, you know, since it's in Venus, past love. The second connection is a Mars in the mutual, and that's also a spiritual connection. That's also a past life connection coming in. Your third connection, the way the seven sees it, is a Neptune. That's in reverse, so it would be, let's see, trying to think here, who is getting the benefit of that. But I know the Neptune is it can be, you know, a lot of dreams, say rose-colored glasses, you know, type of moment. Just be careful with a Neptune connection that you are really, that the seven of spades is really seeing the six of diamonds person as they really are, because it'll be the seven of spades person likely to put on the rose-colored glasses and maybe see that six of diamonds as, you know, somebody they're really not. So it's like that allows the six of diamonds person a little more opportunity to be deceptive if they choose to be. Okay, so just make sure that. All righty, the fourth connection would be a Jupiter in the spiritual. So there's a third spiritual connection that's past life coming through. The Jupiter energies are not so much, I'm thinking those are more like the group stuff. It's like anytime there's a Jupiter connection, let me just see that one. And the last one's a Uranus. Uranus connection, which is always, you know, philosophical, good friendships, you know, that kind of stuff. And I want to see that Jupiter connection, and that is a forward. No, that's reverse mode. Okay, reverse in the spiritual. Jupiter in the spiritual. Okay. It's a good connection with the partner that encourages, and this would be with the Seven of Spades, it encourages the Seven of Spades to share with us Six of Diamonds, that abundance and wealth. It can also be a spiritual connection, and it's possible, you know, more than likely, the two of you have been together in past life in a spiritual way. Philosophies are likely to be similar. There's that mutual giving attitude toward each other. In particular, you feel the urge to give to your partner, and, you know, the giving you do is likely to be more significant than just, like, you know, money or gifts of the earth. It's like it's going to be good for, you know, it's going to be spiritual giving type of stuff. It's going to be spiritual, like, teaching maybe or knowledge.
Uh-huh.
It would be good for the both of you, just part of the blessings that the relationship represents. The note on it is you probably feel if the, you know, the Seven of Spades person feels more inclined to the gift of the partner is from a past time when the partner had given, when the Six of Diamonds had given to the Seven of Spades in the same way. Also, all the spiritual spread connections have their roots in a relationship that came, you know, came before. So knowing that your partner gave a lot to you in a former lifetime, you know, makes that giving to them, you know, him or her, much more fun and rewarding. There is an affirmation for that one. It says, I'm a blessing in the life of my partner, and I love to share my abundance and give to, you know, that Six of Diamonds freely. So who, okay, so that's the, that was from the Seven of Spades to the Six of Diamonds. And let's look at, let's take it back a notch here and look at the Six and how they see it. Because a lot of times the connections, really interestingly enough, are not exactly the same. Because that's the cards, you know, they don't, I'm not going to say they don't line up the same way, but it's like they have the connections, yeah, in a different direction. Okay.
I see. Okay.
And, yeah, and the Six. So the way the Six of Diamonds person is looking at the Seven of Spades, that very first one, again, it is the Venus in the spiritual again. But then there, the second connection is that Uranus, is that friendship, that unexpected, the, you know, philosophies, you know, that kind of stuff. The third connection is Neptune in the spiritual. So that's from a previous, you know, previous former lifetime coming forward. And again, that Neptune, I know there's a little more to the Neptune than, you know, just the illusion. It's the illusion, but it's also, you know, the dreams. And it's just, again, it's that really, what I always get out of Neptune is just be careful. It's, you know, there's not deception involved. Because a lot of people, you know, can tend to do that. Okay, and that is Neptune looking at it forward in the spiritual. Okay, so they have a strong psychic link. So the Six of Diamonds has a strong psychic link to that Seven of Spades. There can be a lot of fantasy and idealism that you have about that, you know, that the Six of Diamonds has about the Seven of Spades. Okay, so I had that bass backwards there. It can seem like truly the relationship of your dreams, but it could also be turn out to be Nightmare Alley. You see them as they truly are. So just try to see how strongly you project the Six. Okay, so this is to the Six. You know, the Six has to see how strongly they project their fantasies onto the Seven and take a moment to separate what you want them to be from who they really are. So in that manner, the projections, yeah, do not block the truth, and you'd be able to have that relationship with the real person instead of the dream that's, you know, constantly threatening to become a nightmare. So it's likely, highly likely, again, because of that spiritual connection you were together before and in that fourth existence had that same deep psychic connection. And you could have a very special purpose being together, one that, you know, make an important contribution to the world around you. It's that connection of universal love. So the affirmation on that one is my partner is the person of my dreams. This is the Six of Diamonds saying this is the Seven. Is, you know, we share a strong psychic link, and through them I experience unlimitedness. So that's kind of how they see that particular aspect of it. The other two are both Mars. There's a Mars mutual, so you both get that Martian energy, which is really good for, I'll say, physical exercise. Because if you don't, the Martian tends to be sometimes that, I'll say, the god of war. You know, if Mars was some kind of, in the, what is it, Greek, I can't remember, but I get Greek and Roman mixed up, but it's like they have, you know, real similarities. But Martian energy tends to be a little more aggressive, a little more assertive, and it can turn to fighting with each other if you don't properly channel it, you know. But if you guys go work out together, you know, go jog together, go bicycle together, go, you know, physically work out, go do things together and really keep a positive focus, that kind of energy, you know, can make you, you know, really good working partners if you have an entrepreneurial, you know, like business that you run together, that kind of stuff. But it's always just be really aware of that Martian connection. And it's like, and then the fourth one, the way the diamonds, or the way the Six sees the Seven, that fifth connection is also Mars mutual in the spiritual. The overall, let's see, okay, and I'm going to go back and look at that again. The overall attraction for the 6 to the 7 is a 6, which is really high because it's that, you have the positive 10 and the negative 10. You remember the number line in school. So you're a positive 6 for attraction. So you guys are high, very high attraction. The intensity rating is only a 1. And it's like that's really good because it means you probably don't, you don't fight or conflict a lot. Your overall compatibility, the 6 to the 7, is a 3, which is really, I had a compatibility of 2 with my husband, and it's like we were like soulmates, So it's like, I look at anything that's, anything that's over a 0 with the compatibility is like, is good. So you guys have a 3, which is like, that's really good. Let me go back and look because I forgot to look at that compatibility bit with the seven to the six here, because I don't know how they work it, but it's like sometimes that it really has a different that overall attraction is that 6 again, and the intensity from the 7 to the 6 is a 1, so it's like really again low intensity, and the 7, the way the 7 sees the 6, your compatibility is a 5. So it's like, the six compatibility with the 7 is a 3, but it's like the 7 compatibility with the 6 is an overall 5. So that's really high. So, you guys would have really good, if you want to make it a permanent relationship, it's like that would be a really good, I'll say it'd be really a good horse to bet on, okay?
Okay. All right. So it sounds good.
Yeah, it does. It's like, there's a lot of potential. And that's the whole thing with relationships is you have all this potential. I've seen people, and here's the ironic part. I've seen people with fantastic cards, and it's almost like they just flush it away. I'm like going, oh, man, what was that all about? I've also seen people with really challenging cards with each other, make it work, but I'll tell you what, they work. It's a lot.
They work, yes. Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's just the awareness level, but the biggest thing with this is it lets you see where the areas of, it's like, okay, we're going to have to work at this one a little bit, we're okay here or whatever. So, I would say the biggest thing with the two of you is just, and I don't know who's who. I don't know who's the 6 and who's the 7.
I'm the 7 and he's the 6.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm also going to put a plug in there since you're the oldest soul. It's like, you're both, you are higher in suit and you're higher in numerical. So I'm going to guess that probably you're kind of sort of the leader of the relationship. Okay. If that makes sense with that, you kind of tend to step out and lead a little bit. So, yeah, he might be really, and 6, it's really interesting because the 6 of diamonds, all the 6s are very much, kind of like fated cards. It's like there are certain things that will happen to them regardless of what they do. It's like sometimes I have an example for this, and it's one of those ironic examples, and it was a story, it wasn't a story, it was true. It's like that my grandfather used to tell about, and he said he knew this gal. And she was so afraid of, it was just when, flying was kind of a new thing. It's like she was afraid of flying, travel because, there's so many plane crashes. And at first, there were more plane wrecks than they have now. And then just so she was afraid to go on the planes. And then she looked at the buses and she looked at that and she said, oh, no, I don't want to go. Too many accidents on the buses. She didn't want to drive because there are too many car wrecks. The safest way to travel was on the train. So she got a train ticket, passenger train ticket, and so she was going heading to her destination on the train, and there was a freaky accident. It's like they were passing, the passenger train was going, meeting another train, a freight train, and it just so happened, one of those moments, where I think it was like a piece of lumber, a piece of pipe, something, happened, and it's like it broke loose just as the passenger train and the freight train were passing, and it just so happened that this piece of pipe or this piece of wood, whatever it was, slammed through the glass and killed this lady. And it was
wow.
Like, she was the only fatality on the train.
Wow.
And maybe she had that moment of it's like maybe she shouldn't have traveled, but it's like sometimes, my dad always used to call it, your computer card is punched. And he says, when you're going to check out, you're going to check out, and the universe is going to get you no matter where you're at.
No matter where you are, exactly.
You are not going to run away from it because it's going to get you,
It's going to get you, exactly.
So, right. So your six of diamonds guy is kind of sort of like that. He's one of those guys where it's like it's like sometimes no matter what he does, whether he goes down street A, street B, or street C, a really uber, you know, similar set of circumstances is going to meet him. He's one of those people he is not going to get away from, you know, whatever it is that he's meant to be here. And just looking at the sixth, I'll give you a little bit just on his card a little bit. The sixth card is about financial responsibility. It implies responsibility and karma. And, of course, the suit of diamonds relates to finances. So the six of diamonds people are keenly aware of their financial debts and their repayment, and that particular trait often manifests, and sometimes in some people, you know, kind of a paranoia about having outstanding debts. You know, for example, like there's a six of diamonds, you know, might pay their phone or utility bills early or ahead of time so they don't have to think about what they might owe in the future, okay? And it
right, uh-huh.
Trick with both of them. And, again, they're like all sixes, you know, any of the sixes, any suit, they receive exactly what they give to others. And during that lifetime, there can be both huge financial losses and gains as those past life accounts are settled. As individuals, they seem to fall into two categories. Either, you know, those people who go out of their way to repay their debts, and, you know, and then on the flip side is those people who are irresponsible when it comes to finances. So you probably know better which one he is, and I'm going to guess that if you're hanging with him, he's probably a pretty responsible guy. I feel that
because I only known him since August, and actually he doesn't live in the state that I live in, and he's someone that looked me up. We were in high school together.
Oh,
and
cool.
I don't remember him. I remember his name, but not him per se.
Right.
But he remembers me well, and he looked me up.
So he had a high school crush on you.
What? I'm sorry. What did you?
He had a high school crush on you because he remembers you.
Yeah, he remembers me well. Even down to where I used to wear.
Right.
And we've been talking since August, but he lives in another state. And I was expecting to see him for the holidays, but I think that Neptune stepped in and he claims that he has a cold. So
okay.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. For some reason, my gut tells me it's not true. I have a feeling that he's involved with someone else.
Oh, well, yes, you know, that part I wouldn't know, darn. What I will suggest is tomorrow is going to be Jethro and Dina are going to be on at the same bat time, same bat station, except they'll probably, hopefully, be, Jethro's pretty good at throwing stuff on time. So, yeah, it's like me and my running around stuff, it's like, yeah, we've been having issues lately. But, yeah, he'll be on. And with his, with their show, I'll say call in early, you know, call in ahead of time or, you know, before they get on air. Otherwise, they have a queue. He'll have, like, you know, up to 50 people in the queue. So.
Yeah, I call in early then so I can get in. I'd be one of the, they come on at 8 o'clock?
I believe so. It's like, I know.
Well, I call like a quarter of 8.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Sure, I get in.
You might call and check the time because a lot of times Blog Talk will tell you, you know, exactly when it is that, you know, that they're on and all that stuff. So it's like, and it might be, and I know he's trying to shift it to 9, but it's like, don't quote me on that. It's like, you know, pretend that it's at 8, and if you call in and go, oh, it's an hour till your show, then you go, okay, well, I got an hour. So
Right. But I just want to ask you, get clarity on, you said the six of diamonds think highly of the seven of spades?
Very, very much so. It's like, yeah, they're... The way he views you is like, you know, like I say, that Venus in the spiritual is the first connection. Then you've got that Uranus, and then there's the Neptune in the spiritual. So it's like, you know, so he's, you know, you've had that past connection with that. And then the two Mars. It's like there's the Mars in this, what I call in this life, and then there's the Mars in the spiritual. So it's like, yeah, he's, you know, the overall... The attraction is a 6, and the intensity is a 1, and then that the overall compatibility is a 3. So it's like, you know, so that's really good. And like I say, you might be more attracted to him, or, well, not more, but it's like you were the same 6, but it's like the overall compatibility for, you know, the way you saw it was a 5. So it's like, yeah, but he thinks, you know, he thinks very highly of you, apparently. It's like, and like I say, since he's looked you up since, you know, from high school, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
How far away does he live? It's like, I mean, you know, how is like hours you have to fly across the country, or, you know, how far away does he actually?
He's in Missouri, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh,
about 9
wow.
hours away.
Oh man, okay. So that'd be a whole daytime trip. Wow. So he does not want you to come. Is that what it is? He doesn't want you to come to his place?
No, no. He was going to come. He was going to come here.
Oh, okay.
He was going to come here, and I don't know. But I do hear from him maybe every other day or every other 2 days.
You've been hearing from him on a regular basis, which is that's kind of cool, yeah.
It's been consistent, yes, like every other day or every 2 days, you know.
Yeah, and since August, so it's like September, October, November, yeah, so you're working
that's
on 4 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Short while.
It's time to meet him in person again. It is.
It is time, yes. Uh-huh. It is time, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, give Jethro and Dina a call back tomorrow night and see, you know, because Jethro does really good. I mean, Dina is really good, and Jethro is really good with, you know, with the sensation of, like, you know, and kind of getting a clue and getting a handle on other people's stuff. So it's like, yeah, I would definitely.
I did speak with Jeff. I spoke with Jeff back in November, I believe. I spoke with him, and he said, he told me the guy was genuine, interested in me. And I asked him, Jeff, was he coming over for the holidays? And Jeff said, yeah, he saw that. But I do know that things change in the spirit,
things can shift.
And Jeff told me it was going to be good. So what?
Right. Yeah, you know, and we always have that free will. See, it's like that's, you know, the free will stuff, and things, you know, things can come up. It's like, I mean, there's always, you know, events sometimes that are beyond our control, or, you know, I call it, you know, either it can either be God stepping in, or sometimes I see interferences. Like I've seen several people, you know, getting together, and it's like sometimes if they're really highly spiritual people and, you know, really good, like I'll take, for example, this prayer partner couple that was getting together, it's like, they all of a sudden at the last minute had so many obstacles and so many things happen to come up. And he was more, you know, into faith. Well, I shouldn't say that, but it's like, you know, they both were. But he saw it differently. He said, I think Satan's trying to keep us apart because as a prayer team, we do awesome. And it's like, and then when she saw that and realized that, she's like, you know what, you're right. So it's like, yeah, we'll just go ahead and do this, you know, whatever. So it's like, yeah, you know, always keep that in mind. It's like sometimes, you know, when people get together and it's for the greater good, it's like, you know, the opposing side doesn't want you to do that because that means there's more positive vibes on the planet. So always kind of keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay, I will. I definitely will. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Casey. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Thanks for calling in.
I had looked up myself, but you explained to me a little clearer.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk again. Have a good one.
Okay. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. And we got area code 253 on. 353, thank you for being patient there.
Hello?
Hello, you're on. You made it.
This is Becky, Kelly.
We got 11 minutes left. Yeehaw.
I was going to have you do my reading on my cards on Monday because it all changed on Monday, you said. Because that was my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. So your birthday was,
12/17.
Okay, 12/17. Oh, yeah. Okay, yes, it would. It sure would. It's like for the yearly stuff, yes, ma'am. Okay, your Ace of Diamonds. God, can't even do it. Ace of Clubs. Let me try that one. I'm like, reading stuff too fast. Ace of Clubs and Three of Diamonds. Yes, write that down and remind me and kick me through the phone, please. Okay, if you got your pencil and paper ready real quick, it's like what I'm going to give you is I'll give you the stuff for the planetary stuff for the year, and it's like in that way if we don't get through everything here, it's like, you know, we can go back and kind of look at stuff. Got your paper? Got your pencil?
Yeah.
All right. Mercury. Okay, your Mercury time frame, right, that started 12/17 on your birthday because this is your personal year. And that's going to go right up until February 8th. On February 8th,
okay.
It changes, and it's like you'll have your Venus. Your Venus comes in, and that will be for 52 days. It goes from February 8th to April 1st. April Fool's. Okay, I can remember that one. Mars is April Fool's. I was like, Mars starts on April 1st, and it goes through May 23rd. And then on May 23rd, your Jupiter time frame starts, and that goes from May 23rd to July 14th. And on July 14th starts the Saturn time, and any challenges for the year is going to, you know, happen massively in that time. So you got July 14th through August 4th. and then it changes again. It's like you get Uranus. It's like it calls it a refreshing time period. It's like from the grindingness, you know, going through the meat grinder of Saturn to Uranus is like, oh my God, I can breathe again. Uranus goes from September 4th to October 26th, and then your last time frame for the year will be Neptune, which is October 26th, right up to your birthday. So now we'll go back, and what I'm going to give you is the cards. And it's like I hope you kind of put those either if you, you know, either in a column or else, you know, vertical, whichever. It's like the put so the card the cards that I give you that will be in those time frames. It's like, you know, just kind of jot those because I'll give you those. Okay, and we are looking for Ace of Spades here. Here we go. And you turned how old? I'm sorry.
47.
You're 47. Okay, there we go. Okay, you were 46 when I talked to you. Okay, fine enough.
We're not going up by twos. We're only...
just by ones. There we go. Okay, in Mercury, the two cards you have for Mercury for this year, and it's like, and it's, look at what kind of as a watercolor painting, okay? So what kind of is as a watercolor wash? Is Mercury, you have a six of spades, that's your red card, and then your card with it. The second card is a king of diamonds, okay? So you're going to have some faded things happening this year, as you know, in the Mercury time frame, as well as mastery with emotions. So it's like, okay, so write those two down, six of spades and king of diamonds, or king of hearts. There you go, in Mercury time frame. In your Venus time frame, you have an eight of hearts, and a six of diamonds. So eight are the power cards. Six, again, are the kind of faded cards. And the fact that that's a diamond, you may have some debts or, you know, some squaring of the debts, whether it's people owe you or you owe people. It's like that's probably likely to happen in that Venus time frame. And Mars, you have a queen of diamonds is your first one, and the ten of hearts is the second one. So it's like that's the queens are about, you know, again, they're kind of about mastery, you know, and it's like in mastering finances. It's like it's probably be good entrepreneurial time. Good time to work with guys. And that ten of hearts is like that's always power in your motion in your circle of people. And then the Jupiter one. You've got a three of diamonds and a king of diamonds, both in Jupiter. And those are real, you know, having your diamonds in the Jupiter time frame is always good because that's always good for money. And there's going to be a lot of creativity. So you can either, the threes are always about one of two things. Threes are highly creative. That's the upside. They're also about worry and stress. That's the downside. So it's like you're going to have financial, I know, yeah. So it just depends on which way you want to use that energy. Do you want to stress and worry, or would you like to go, I'm really creative, and I'm taking my notebook and writing down these really cool ideas. So it's like, yes, go with them. Alrighty, and then in Saturn, in your Saturn time frame, you've got the Ace of Hearts and you've got the Three of Hearts. And those are both, okay, the Ace is starting stuff and the Threes, again, are the creating. So you may have some stuff going on, you know, in emotional areas. You may, you know, maybe you start like a, you know, new relationship, something like that. It also may be, you know, it can also be like, you know, you might be dating two or three people. But it's in Saturn, so there may be some maybe some karmic relationships going on there. So just be careful. You know, what Jethro told me about karmic relationships, I try to avoid those with a passion. I do. I don't want a karmic relationship. I want a twin soul love bait relationship. Thank you. Like, I don't know they can be that. Okay, Uranus is a four of spades and an eight of clubs. Wow, there's a good power card. That's really psychic. And
eight of what was it? Eight of what?
Eight of clubs.
Okay.
Four of spades and eight of clubs. And then you get to finish out your Neptune time. That is all eight of clubs. So it's like you got the, you know, the eights of the power cards. And, you know, clubs is like, you know, it's learning, but it's also, you know, very psychicness. And actually, see, Jethro's birth card is he's an eight of clubs. And it's like very psychic, very powerful people. So it's like, you know, an eight of clubs showing up in either of those is like, that's a really good thing. We've got like five. No, in this case, no, we've only got three other cards because your ace of clubs is one of the semi-fixed cards. So you'll have the three other things. Write down LR for long range. Your long range, what you're going to be looking at for the whole year, is a two of spades, and that's that relationship. It's about being into a partnership for you. We'll take a look at that real quick, and then Pluto / result card. Those are read as a pair, and that pair, the Pluto card, is Jack of Diamonds, And the result card, which is kind of the challenge. Blue is kind of the challenge card. The result card is a Ten of Spades, which is really a strong, powerful card in the sense that whatever your challenge is, you're going to come through it successfully. So it's like whatever challenges that Jack of Diamonds gives you, that Ten of Spades, you know, you're going to get through it with, you know, really probably flying colors.
Okay.
So let's take a look real quick at that. I want to just look at your overall and just give you a, you know, kind of a, here's what's happening on the long range. What did I just say? Two of power in my brain. I quit looking at it, and I probably forgot what it was. It's like, did I say long range was two of clubs or two of spades?
Yeah.
Two of spades. Two of spades for long range. Okay, there we go. All right. Now see if I can engage the brain. This would be lovely. Okay. Gratifying now. It's one of those, like, you know, Psychic on Wild Days, he talks about it. It's like, you know, we may have changes because Psychic is on Wild Fields, but that was my schedule today. I was running down the road trying to not lose the one when I was supposed to be on air. It's like, oh, golly, we started about 15 minutes late. It's like, that was not cool. Okay, here's your long range card. It is a union or partnership in work. It's really the card of what they call the Aquarian Age of cooperation and mutual respect. For you, it signifies that those elements are going to take on more importance this year, and you're going to be learning the value of cooperation either at work or some other endeavor. We can always achieve more in groups than by ourselves. And my grandma used to say, many hands make light work. And often others hold the keys to our own success. So see how you can achieve more with others than by yourself this year. That was what I was thinking. It was the partnership stuff. This card also bestows the gift of a very keen logical mind. You probably won't want to put up with a lot of untruth from your friends and associates this year. You could excel at occupations that require detailed and precise thinking and evaluation of facts and situations. The keywords, because some of these have like the, I don't know, I call them mottos or, you know, the affirmations. But your keywords... And like, this is the way I say, get your 3x5 index cards, write these down because this is going to be for the year. Look at it in the bathroom mirror every day and go, okay, what? It's a year of work partnerships and learning the value of cooperation and compromise to get the desired results. So
okay. That's
what that's, you know, a lot about. And then which, I'm going to have you tell me because I'm not going to flip back through here. Which, what was the Pluto card? The Pluto card was, I think, a Jack. Was that a Jack of Diamonds?
Pluto, Jupiter, Venus.
I think it was Jack of Diamonds. I want to say
yes.
That.
Yes,
okay.
It was. Jack of Diamonds
okay.
Right there.
Jack of Diamonds. Okay, Jack of Diamonds as your Pluto card. Let's see how we're doing. Okay, we got a couple minutes here. You want to be much more creative and successful in your business. Perhaps you're needing, you know, some good business ideas because things have gone, you know, scale lately, whatever, but like you got some of those creative cards coming up. Or, you know, perhaps you just, you're desiring to make more money. You need some good ideas, creative ways to generate more income, aren't we all? It's going to be a challenge, but your goal is in sight. To achieve that goal, you have to make many changes in the way you do things. You also have to take like full responsibility for success or lack of success in your life. And to really understand that one, go to Joe Vitale when he, you know, in The Secret, and when he talks about that, I was like, this is really a hard pill to swallow. But when you accept this, I was like, I sat there and I had to listen to that about 10 times before. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll think about that, dude. Anyway, that's Simon. He is a member of the royal family. It's a leader, and you have to assume some creative leadership to achieve your goals this year. It's called the salesman's card, and so we usually get this card at times when we're either learning to promote ourselves or products or when we actually do some selling for others. Along with the decks comes, they call it the immature or dishonest aspects. I go, act your age and not your shoe size. Right. 90 seconds, love it. You might find yourself dealing with those aspects as well this year, either immaturity or shirking responsibility, you know, is not going to get you the results you want, or you may attract, I've seen this, you might attract people into your life with those features with them. The result card, that Pluto card, further describes the need for creativity this year or to tell you who's involved with that challenge you set before yourself. The affirmation is, and you can come back and listen to these in archives, I'm going to say it fast. I transform myself to become more financially creative and successful this year. I begin a new and better life in my relationship to money and prosperity. And then what was it? It was the Ten of Spades. I want to say the Ten of Spades was the result card. And I'm thinking,
yes.
Okay, I'm going to talk
about said that one will...
There you go. Okay, though you may at times feel as though you are a workaholic this year, the end result would be that you've been very successful, especially if you're working with a group of people in some way. Your Pluto card, okay, that Jack, you know, tells you the specifics about where, you know, your challenge is going to be. But your success is assured. The Pluto card also plays about the changes you have to make. You know, that was a Jack we just read. The affirmation is, I create more success through hard work and determination this year. I create success with groups of people, 10 seconds. Okay, I got it in.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, I know I'm stepping up this year. I'm doing Relay for Life. I'm in charge of the whole entire entertainment for the Relay for Life.
Awesome. Oh, good. All righty. Well, that may put you in touch with, you know, promotion or something. So it's like, you know, kind of think of something that you want to promote maybe for yourself. You know, if you have some business ideas, either, you know, if you do cake decorating, or if you make aprons or bibs, or, you know, something like that. I mean, I think you can do all kinds of stuff that you're going to be in touch with a lot of people. So it's like, if you're putting this together, entertainment, you know, maybe music, whatever, it's like, you know, it's like there's going to be opportunities there where you will have the opportunity to meet people and, you know, make some connections. Just so do your network, what I call network marketing, you know, do your networking,
right.
You know, trade business cards with them, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, just make sure that you're, you know, kind of on task with that. Like, you know, just be aware, you know, a lot of that is just awareness. Just be aware of who you're meeting, you know, and what the future possibilities are, because they're going to be
there. Right.
And this will be a good year for that, so it'll be really good.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. You betcha. Yep.
Okay.
We are
off here later.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We'll talk to you again. Make sure if you haven't gone and registered for the holiday gift basket, go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and make sure you get in, because Jethro gives those away on Friday. He's been having so much fun. He's talking about extending them to like weekly giveaway baskets instead of just for the holidays, because he has such fun giving stuff away.
I know. I think that'd be neat.
Yeah.
But I haven't got my name in yet.
Oh, go register. It's like, yeah, they've got a whole page. Just, you know, just click on the page and get in there and do that. It's like, heck yeah. Wow. Go get in the drawing.
I will do that.
You can't win if you don't enter. Come on. It's like the lottery tickets. You can't win if you don't buy a ticket.
Hey, I've been buying those tickets when he gave those numbers out about 3 weeks ago.
Cool. Oh, he gave out numbers and I missed it? Dang.
You weren't on that night.
That night
he gave it out, I went and bought a ticket, and 3 out of the 6 numbers were on it.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. So, and he says keep playing them because he goes, it's going to hit.
Hey, you know what? I want to talk to you. You give me a call and you tell me what the numbers are, because I want to know.
I will. I'll give you the numbers. It's not in my car.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I will give you a call. I'll give you the numbers. Okay. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Bye.
All righty. Well, guys, thanks for hanging in. Area code 917. I am so sorry we are out of time. It's like, I know they're going to kick us off air here real quick, but please do call us back tomorrow night. Jethro and Dina Flanagan will be on, and just call in early. It's like call that 773-897-6461 number, and they will tell you what time the show is on. With Jethro and Dina, call in like 15 minutes early, because it's like you want to be first, you know, you want to be toward the top of the queue, because Jethro's had like, you know, literally 50 people in the queue for an hour show, and it's like, yeah, they can't get through that many. But it's like, I apologize. It's like, you know, we ran a little bit late tonight and whatever. But 917, thank you for calling in, and we will definitely get to you another time. Call in, because and we have no limits on the time you guys can call in, but do make sure you go. It's like just for calling in, you know, or listening or anything in archives, you guys can go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and enter for the gift basket giveaway, because he's giving away one this Friday. He will announce the winner on the Friday show. It runs from 8 to 9 o'clock. I think it's 8 to 9 o'clock. I know he's trying to change the times, but that's the last that I heard. It's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. So go check that out and go enter to win. All righty. Well, thank you, guys, and we will see you again. Have an awesome day.